for Scandinavians.
Well, it's a kid called Scandahoovian.
Okay.
That's only I know in Hyde Park, the fellow used to kid another fellow. He was a Scandinavian. Called him a Scandahoovian in fun, though.
Yeah.
That's the only time I heard a Scandinavian call any name that was in.
Never heard him called herring chokers. You ever hear that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. How about names for.
Is that click coming from here?
No, that's right. Names for South, for Mexicans or Puerto Ricans.
Let's see.
Or South Americans.
Mexican. I did hear Greaser.
Okay.
Because, is that the name of it?
Yeah.
You've heard that. I haven't thought of that in many years. I want to get emphasized the fact that I never used it.
I
heard
that.
It as a kid because I'm born in Greece.
Well, that's the point.
And in the area where I live, there weren't these nationalities,
sure.
You know. And you'd hear it in the conversation according to.
How about names? Any names for Orientals?
Chinaman, the kid he was calling Chinaman a chink. And in the days when I was a kid, that's before, in the early days of China, before they became a republic, when the Chinese wore the queue, you know, and they wind up into a bun on the back of their head, you know, like women, and they call them pigtail.
Okay.
And a chink.
You call them pigtails too?
Pigtail, they call them pigtail, but a chink was the most commonly word. Like they would take all an Irishman, a chink. That meant
okay.
A China.
How about for Japanese? Any names for Japanese?
A Jap.
Okay.
I never heard any vile name, just a Jap.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Now, how about the names for people, for rustics, you know? Names for country people who've come to the city, especially.
You mean lived in a mountain area and rugged country?
Yeah.
Hillbillies.
Okay. How about names for the man who brings the mail?
The mail carrier. I often speak of him as the mailman, but the mail carrier. I know people often use him as the postman, but I never use him.
All right. How about the man who picks up the rubbish?
The garbage man.
Okay.
Of course, he's the garbage collector, but they speak of him as the garbage man. He's really the garbage collector.
If someone, you were in a hurry and someone says, come on, let's get going, and you were in quite a hurry, you might say, this person's in quite a hurry, you'd say, not just?
Just a minute.
Okay.
Now, of course, the pressure, you're going to say, hold your horses if they're trying to hurt you too.
Yeah. If you were asking someone about a distance from one place to another, you might say, how, what is it?
How far is it from here to...
Let's say this city.
How far is it from here to Milwaukee?
Okay. What the name of this city, though?
How far is it from Chicago to Milwaukee?
Okay, and if... let's see. If you were... Do you ever use the expression, look here, jokingly, with someone. Look, see here and
I know what you mean. Sort of to admonish.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, that's a
I might say, listen. I might say, listen, rather than look here. I might say, now listen. Or I think I might say, look here.
Okay.
Or
how,
listen.
How about the number of times, you want to know the number of times a person watches a certain program, you say, how what do you watch?
How often?
And if I say, I'm not going to do something, you're agreeing with me, you say, no, I...
No, I won't.
No.
Or I'm not going to.
Okay, but either.
I don't
say
intend.
Either.
Either I
will. Would you say, nor I either? Would you use that?
I might say, I won't either.
Okay.
I won't either.